protests across the Middle East, Tunisia, Egypt, other countries as well. Could we see a Jasmine revolution in China? A call to protest went out over Chinese social media and was followed by a mass show of force across China yesterday by government forces, police, and others. Joining us from Shanghai is BBC's Chris Hogg. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
You went to a protest just yesterday.
Yes, I went to the place in Shanghai where protesters had been asked to gather. I have to say that when at the appointed time, there were more journalists and policemen and rubberneckers, I suppose you'd call them, you know, passers-by who'd stopped to wonder what's going on. All I saw was a small scuffle that started between three men. They had, some people say they'd been shouting about food, but certainly they weren't doing what you or I would regard as a protest, no political slogans. I think the interesting point about that, though, was that they were taken away by police very roughly, dragged away to a police station, and it was almost immediate, as if the police were under orders to snuff out anything that happened. There was a similar incident in Beijing where, again, there was a gathering. I think call it a gathering rather than a protest, because it wasn't clear how many people were shoppers who'd stopped to watch what was going on. There were no arrests, and after about an hour, the police moved everybody on.
Chris Hogg, we've heard reports, however, of dissidents, known dissidents, prominent lawyers, other public figures who the government may consider troublesome already rounded up and arrested. This seems to betray a sense of skittishness by the government there.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And some of the government's critics here have been saying, well, these roundups that happened in the 48 hours before this protest was due to take place, what was the basis for that? Is the Chinese government so nervous now that it's taking this rather draconian action, taking people into custody, human rights activists, lawyers, on the basis of rumours? The critics say that shows just how worried the Chinese leadership are. And we've had comments on over the weekend too from China's president, Hu Jintao, and also from the senior official in charge of public security in China, saying it's so important to detect problems early on, to snuff them out, if you like, before they turn into crises.
Chris Hogg, we're going to be talking to New York Times' David Sanger later in the hour, who has written about the relationship between the military and the government in times of protest, and how protests in Bahrain, in Egypt, when they turn violent, can actually turn the public into stronger protesters. But the history in Tiananmen Square in 1989, when there was a violent crackdown, suggested that crackdown worked. People in China must still be mindful of that.
Yes, and the other thing, briefly, that you really need to remember is this is a country whose economy is powering ahead. Many people in this country have seen their lives get better as a result of those economic reforms over the last few years. So this doesn't feel like a country that is ripe for revolution. And this is a country, as this weekend has shown, where the police and the government and the public security officials, they still exert enormous control over the internet and, of course, on the streets too.
Chris Hogg in Shanghai, China, with our partner, the BBC. We're going to be keeping an eye on China and whether protests, calls for protests from across the Middle East, spread to China. There are people on social networking sites, Twitter and others, calling for what's called a Jasmine Revolution. The government is moving to snuff out any signs of a Jasmine Revolution before it can take root. Chris, thank you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.